is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful program. Oh, we'll just see out there tonight. I'm tuning in to BBS right now. And here we go. Let's open up the BBS fast chat. And naturally, today's the 18th of April, and that's 2012. And fast chat's coming up here. So let's see what we can do today. Maybe we can do an emotional clearing. Today is our self-empowerment session. So talk about self-empowerment, maybe the even the body jumpstart. The self-empowerment page is very nice for people who want to kind of get going again with their life so they can feel better. So we'll put Carrie on. Carrie, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. Yes, it's April 18th already. Heaven knows where this year is flying off to, but it's we're into the second quarter already. So it's Wednesday, so we're on station one, and let's see. I see Michaela mentioning on the fast chat that she has a question concerning our sun, but I wonder what it is. What is the question, Michaela? Let me click and see if you've written it in. Maybe you have, actually. Now I'm seeing. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's see. All right. The sun was jumping around and looking like some kind of disturbance, like a spacecraft. It was very odd. What is your take on it? Okay, that's our question so far, Ron. So.
Well, I don't know. What I could say is...
I feel like solar flares lately.
Yeah, it may be what you're seeing, it could be a hologram, too. So, I don't know. Remember, is what you see with your eyes real? Now, what timeline are you viewing? And are other people viewing the same timeline that you're looking at? That's how predictions come about. Somebody may do a prophecy or a prediction on something, and it may not pan out here, but it could be due somewhere else on another timeline. I guess to be kind of complicated, like I say, is the room next door to you there? You don't know, you know. You go into the room, it's there naturally. But is it really materialized in a hologram? Oh, or just vacant space? Blank footage on the motion picture that you're going to be watching, and then all of a sudden you go into the room and it materializes. So, you know, is it there? So, I don't know. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And, Ron, I don't know if this is the same for everybody else, but you sound a little far away. I don't know if you can wiggle a little closer to your phone there, or if you've got your headset on, move the mic.
I'm the same distance. I'm about a foot away from the phone here, so.
Oh, okay.
Any better? Maybe we can see how the fast chat is here if I do something.
Yeah, maybe you guys can stay. Maybe it's just my phone that's hearing Ron a little distant. Okay, so, all right, self-empowerment. So, I think maybe, should we have callers tonight, Ron, maybe?
Sure, I want to be fine, no problem.
All right, so Station 1, Wednesday, so the numbers are under the play button there, and I'll just read those out. For the U.S. and Canada, toll-free is 888-627-6008. Or jump on down maybe to line 4, area code 530-413-5011. So it'd be nice to have some callers from anyone who's used the self-empowerment clearing, which is really, really comprehensive, as anybody who has used that knows. That's the one that's $50 for 6 weeks of 24/7 usage and covers 39 stated issues, and then there's the other box where you can put anything else in that you think might be disempowering you that's not listed in those 39 topics. Let's see, Dream is just what asking, is the abundance jumpstart ready? That's the prosperity jumpstart, and it is super, super close. We weren't going to talk about it tonight. We thought it was going to be ready, but there's a little glitch on the website that will be fixed very soon. So I'll just say, I know we've been saying it's coming soon, but it really is coming super soon, any day now. So we might be possibly announcing that on Friday's show. Hopefully, we'll see. Okay, Station 1 callers, I've given you the numbers. Oh, and are we doing the Q&A tonight, Ron? It is Wednesday.
Oh, we can do the Q&A, yes, uh-huh.
Okay, so if you guys want to start thinking about your questions for the Q&A, send those over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So the Q&A will be after the show here tonight on Station 1 on BBS, so it'll be at about 8, a little after 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern for about an hour. So that's the conference call line, 559-546-1301. And my little post-it here with the number has fallen down. Where is it? Okay, and the pin is 50-63-99 and the pound sign. 50-63-99 pound, 506-399 pound. So, do we have any more questions? I think you mentioned you were going to do an emotional clearing, Ron. Do you want to do that while I search?
Sure, why not? So here we go, everybody. Think of a situation that you encountered, that encountered you, maybe. You weren't looking for, but you got it. So here we go. Think of that situation. We can release it here. So one. Oh, boy. Two. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you should feel a little better now. So let's do a feeling body clearing. Here we go. Feeling body. So one, two, oh boy, three, oh man, four, that's a rough one, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh man, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Well, let's just see what we have out there. Somebody might have an interesting experience with this here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Betty's asking, what is a jump start? Jumpstart is just a little name that we've put on these groups of clearings that Ron is bundling together for a very large discounted, largely discounted price. And we have had the body jumpstart running for a number of months now. And bundled in that has been the mind of the body, the infection body, the blood and circulatory system clearing, the magnetic twisted body alignment, and the body system rejuvenation clearing. So it's like a big fat giant jumpstart to your physical health for that one. And then the prosperity one is going to be one to do with, money and finances and, financial abundance. So we'll talk about that when that comes out, because I don't want to keep talking about it when it's not here, which unfortunately we've been doing quite a bit, but it will be coming out real soon, and we will talk about it on whatever show lands right after it's available on the website. So that's what a jump start is. And then Ron Dreamer is asking for a parasite clearing, so I guess you can pick the parasite for us.
Is it, let's see, I don't know if they want an alien parasite or another parasite, so.
Oh, okay.
Off on that one.
Okay, Dreamer, so type in which kind you're talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have a call, great. Who's on the line?
Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I had a question for Ron. Ron, if there is a person who has a shapeshifter in his body and the human aspect wants to express itself but it won't allow him to, and if it tries to, the shapeshifter will punish him. So the shapeshifter holds the human aspect in captivity. Now, people don't always realize that another spirit has overcome and taken over their body, and they don't realize what happened, and that there have been minimized and the maximized energy is the shapeshifter. Do you have an opinion about this?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of that'd be a rough one if the shapeshifter actually held captive a person. Oh, that sounds pretty bad. I would guess anything is possible. I can't recall if I've ever seen that happen. Boy, that would not be very good. Oh.
So usually, Ron, you say that the shapeshift is usually a kind of in the background and they don't come forward very often, right?
That's correct, yeah. They're normally sitting, kind of a distant, background, kind of overseeing what the person is doing. That would be kind of interesting.
Larry, have you encountered someone where this seems to be the reverse?
Well, I was under the impression that sociopaths are people that are narcissistic. The narcissistic personality or the sociopathic one that breeds hatred and resentment towards other people, that would be the shapeshifter, not the human spirit. Maybe I could be corrected about that, but that was my perception.
Possibly. Possibly.
Okay, because the human spirit isn't like that normally. It doesn't. It knows how to associate with people, but the shapeshifter doesn't. They have ignorance, and they don't know how to accept people because they're programmed to conquer and destroy sort of a social system. But they're not programmed to accept and work together with people as a team player.
Yeah, probably so. But when you get a shapeshifter, then you have problems.
Okay.
Well, it depends how they come
out. Okay, that's all I have. Well, thank you, Ron.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Thanks for calling, Larry.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so next question is from Liz, and on the topic of self-empowerment here, she's wondering whether clones and entities take away our power.
Well, they use your power, so yeah, they do... Yeah, I would guess that would be correct, that they could take away your power, yes. Because they're taking you out of the equation, let's put it that way. So when they come forward, you don't have any control out of anything because they're connecting to your energy system, and then they're going for that ride with you. So if they do, disempower you.
And they're sucking your energy, too.
Yep, and not good.
It's a big old power drain.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, then, of course, the solutions to that are the clearings, the decloning phone calls that you have, Ron, and the entity removal phone calls that you have, plus the online entity clearing. So, as many of us know, that's the way to disengage from these energies and get our power back.
That's what we do on entities are Friday, and getting rid of the clone replicas, these critters that work with your emotional energy. How they bring in the replicas is the unfortunate thing that we have here. But we do that call on Thursdays.
All right.
It's very, you can go on a long time and talk about this stuff, but until you actually have one released, know that you have one, you wouldn't know where you are. So, nice to have these things out of you. Talk to you, Carrie.
Okay. Betty, I'm trying to pull up the self-empowerment clearing so I can read the issues that you're wondering about that are covered in that. In the meantime, Ron Sue is, oops, I just lost the screen. Her dog is going in for knee surgery, and she's wondering what clearings would be best to do for her dog, and would one of those be the death barcode?
Yeah, that would be good, and also the emotional one. So you want to do an emotional clearing. Maybe a trauma clearing after that might be good. As the trauma could be, associated with the operation and stuff. That would be good to do, trauma clearing.
And then if you can, the body jump start, because there's a lot of stuff, you know, an onslaught to the body in surgery. That might have a lot of things, depending on what systems are being messed with during the surgery. And then the mind of the body, too.
That's correct.
Which is in the jump start. And then the infection body, I would think, as well, surgery. I'm trying to get this other clearing up, so I'm trying to talk.
Huh?
Okay. All right, let's see if we can get to the body jump start quickly here. I mean the self-empowerment clearing, sorry. Okay. All right, so here we go. Here are some of the things covered. Okay, the first, so there's a bunch of, there's the 39 issues. So you put your name in. After you get the clearing, you put your name in, and then you go to the first part, which is the different issues. And then, okay, I'll read those, and then I'll tell you the next part. So the issues listed are feeling stuck or paralyzed, unworthy, being victimized, depressed, abused, disempowered, shame, unable to make personal connections, stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, betrayed, being used.
Hey,
do you feel horrible yet?
That's obvious.
Unwanted, disappointed, put upon, pushed, unloved. As you can see, this is very comprehensive. Family rejection, emotionally drained, fear of failure, anger, broken heart, resistance to change, unable to break through barriers, pressured, not focused, self-doubt, self-sabotage, frustration, too naive, complacent, discouraged, worried about the future, egotistical, fear of success, desperation, not in harmony with spirit, and then number 39 is other issues specified below. So if the pickle that you're in is not covered in that list, you can put anything else in. So then, when you've chosen your thing that you're trying to clear that you feel is disempowering you, the next little section, drop-down box that you pick is what you feel might be behind that. And the options there are my negative thoughts, other people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind programs, and then spells, curses, and hexes, websites, organizations, unknown if you have no clue, and then other if there's something else that you know is behind it that's not listed there. And then off you go and run the clearing. So it's really, really comprehensive. So it's a terrific clearing. And you can do that, of course, for yourself. But, Ron, would it be okay to buy that for someone else without them knowing and run that without them knowing? I would think that would probably work really well, too.
The spirit will always say yes, so that's no problem at all.
Great. Okay. All right. Let's have a look at the next question. Liz is wondering how everyone goes about talking with their friends and family about the Creation Lightship. And I know for me, if I'm going to do that, before I do it these days, I make sure I've taken the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode off that person and run that once or twice before I do it. But, and then jump on in if you think it's someone that's going to be receptive. That's what I would do. I don't know if anyone else has any ideas that you want to type in. Okay, let's have a look here. What else do we have? I'm going to have to do a bit of reading for a second, Ron.
Okay.
So, okay. So Dreama is wondering about clearing shapeshifters. I know you did one on the show when you first found them in New York that time, a couple of years ago, maybe a year and a half ago or something. But I know it takes quite a while.
Yeah, that's why you want to get on the Alien Attack page to do that.
Okay. All right. I'm reading. I'm trying to find a... Parasite clearing from the upper back. This is from P. And I hope I haven't missed what kind of parasite clearing was being requested before. I don't see it. So, Ron, how about we'll doing an alien one, since I don't know what other kind of parasite might be in somebody's upper back. What would be residing there? An octopus energy around your ribs?
Well, that would probably be the octopus. So let's try that one here. So we'll see if anybody feels the thing move or jerk inside of them as we release it here.
Okay.
Also, check your breathing, everybody. Exhale, exhale a few times. Here we go. So one. Oh, boy. Two. All right, three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. One more of these critters here. This is his wife. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll just see how that's doing for everybody. Wow. Okay. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Brian is asking what a shapeshifter is. What is a shapeshifter?
Alien.
Alien.
Full alien that comes forward sometimes. That reside inside of you. Pop up. So, a shapeshifter would be somebody who, maybe turns into a bird, or it turns into maybe a vampire, wolf. That's the shapeshifter. Was a human, then they change forms, and that's the way it works.
Okay. So Mike P. is was wondering about when we run a clearing, we have the option of clicking on quite a few different pictures as well as the light being picture. So he's, I think, wondering how you chose those, Ron, the ones you chose, and why you didn't choose certain others, although I don't know which ones those would be. He hasn't listed them. Mike hasn't listed them. But if, maybe you can just talk about how you chose the ones you chose.
Well, we had different beings that were on the light ship that were here, but I'm going to be taking them off. I'm going to just have a light being up because it tends to get people thinking about religion as they see these different beings here, and I don't want to change people's views on religion in that because they see maybe Mother Mary or Jesus or something like that. Or, St. Germain that deals with energies that people normally use in meditation and stuff. So I'm going to take them off and only have the light being up. That'll be coming shortly here because it's not really needed. We just put them on as like a courtesy for people who wanted to maybe sample a different one, but they will be coming off. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and while I'm just thinking of it, back to Liz's question about how to go about talking to your friends or family about the Creation Light Ship and what Ron talks about, as well as the 2,000-year barcode, you might want to run some of those other free clearings and get their head implants out and get the satellite transmissions off them, because that will probably also... I'm just thinking of this now. I haven't done this myself, but I bet that would help free them up and enable them to hear this information a little more easily. What do you think, Ron?
Yeah, very possibly. It's sort of like people trying to tell somebody about a religion in a sense that they don't belong to. And not that we're a religion, by far we're not, but unfortunately... very difficult for people to talk about something that's not in somebody's belief system. Well, I really don't know what to say. Just do what you need to do for yourself. Your actions of how you've changed will actually have people ask you what you've done differently in your life, then you can tell them that. Trying to promote something of anything that's out of somebody's belief system is next to impossible. So, what are they going to believe? What do they already believe? And as you attempt to tell them about something out of their belief system, are they going to believe it? Probably not. That's the problem that a lot of people have with anything that's outside of somebody's belief system. I wouldn't really disappoint yourself because of it. To tell them if they're interested in having some wonderful clearings to do it and have the clearing done, and then they can get on board after that. Trying to tell them all about the light ship and everything else, I just turn them off, whereas having the clearing very possibly would allow them to come back on to figure out what's going on and how it happened, how the clearing worked. Well, that's the way I would look at it. You,
all right. Okay, so George is wondering how many real people, and I think this was typed in when you were talking about clones, Ron, how many real people are on this planet?
That one I can't even get into. Oh.
Yeah.
It's too
kind of
complicated.
Unknown. Okay. All right. And then... Brian is, looks like, needing a little more explanation of why we need to have these octopus energy taken out of us and what that is all about, Ron.
These are alien life forms that are living inside of you. They're inside of you. They shouldn't be there. And unfortunately, we have these inside of us. And that's the whole process, is you want to get out something that's inside of you causing your body harm. why they're there? Because the aliens like you. They want to live off your energy. So, but he has them. Can't explain situations that people have that they don't know what's going on in their life, and maybe your skin itches all the time, don't know why it's there. Maybe it's because your scalp itches, maybe you have rashes, you know, you have something that's biting you on the inside. So there's a lot of things there that people, you know, don't know what it's about or why it's there, but yet they do have a problem. And that's typically what you're dealing with. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So several comments from that octopus release. Tom is saying his lungs are very heavy. I think it's from that one. And then Tara is saying painful abdomen release. Thank you. Janice saying thank you. That was huge. And so it looks like quite a few people had one in them, and it's gone. So that's great. CMD is wondering, Ron, when you take the other healer pictures off the website, will you be leaving the Lightship insignia up there?
Probably so, yeah. That'll be up along with Lightbeam, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, all right.
I don't want anybody getting in there and thinking that it's a religious site. I've had people already asking me about that.
Yeah.
No, so I need to get those pictures off because of that. I don't want to get people thinking that these icons that's up there are from, you know, source energy all the time, because they may not be. A typical one is Saint Germain. Maybe the light being that came into him was only there maybe for a week or two, yet he lived a whole lifetime. And, just gives the wrong connotation. You know, at first it was great, and then as I started getting comments from people off and on, you know, I just want to keep it clean and just keep it back to source energy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Brian is noticing that he's saying that he has seen stuff like this in the movies, and maybe the movie makers know something they don't tell us. And, Ron, you have quite a long list of movies that you talk about fairly frequently that have these types of themes running through them. So maybe you want to just mention a few of them so Brian can go check them out.
Oh, boy. You know, there's so many of them. Well, about timelines, it's the, the Adjustment Bureau. That's where somebody goes in and out of timelines. You can check that one out. That's interesting. Oh, almost any movie that's out there will have alien critters in it at times, especially the movie Alien. But there's so many of them. People who do time traveling, that's what we talk about, going in and out of time. Living, you know, what's that new movie that's out on TV? I forgot what it's called. I think it's one word. But that's a brand new series out where the guy's wife died and his son died, but yet he's having
two other
lifetimes plus one that he's in now where the people are communicating with him. So I can't recall that name, but that's a brand new one that's out in this different series. So, yeah, Awake, that's it. Great, Awake. So you could check that out, everybody, if you're interested in seeing something. But the whole problem is that much of this stuff is that we're dealing with is real, and, you know, there's a lot of confirmation on it. So just look around, and you're going to be able to sense and see things that may or may not relate to you, but remember, it could happen to you just as you are watching something, seeing something happening. And remember that even though you may not believe it, it still could happen. Those are coming out only because people or the different people doing the programs, the writers, are being channeled by the aliens. Remember, they're using mass mind. That's where it comes from. So they're trying to show the way that they're coming to you, that you can have validation of what happens in your life. Sometimes it takes quite a while. you know, it's all real stuff. You know, the Terminator is, you know, a good one. That's an old one. That's Stargate. You know, there's just almost any of the movies out now, I would imagine probably half of them out are going to deal with realities that are not of this earth. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, probably most of the sci-fi movies that come out have some element that we talk about on these shows as themes within them. So Michaela has a question about how the lightship views us. Does the creation lightship look at us as a mother looks at her newborn? In other words, will the lightship fight for us because we are contaminated from the dark?
No, it doesn't do that. It doesn't judge anything. It does not. It will not fight in your behalf to save you. No, it will not do that. As you get more light energy in you, then your spirit can help do that, and then from there the light ship might help. But you know, that only happens at ascension time. Light is light, and it regains light frequencies at ascension time. Other than that, you're here to experience life like every other planet of light, and the light is not going to interfere or judge you of what you are choosing to experience. Fortunately, we got stuck into this dark side universe, but people are bringing in the darkness here. They became heart-centered, all the teacher of Jesus, maybe the aliens would leave here. So that's not the fault of the light ship that people are choosing darkness and going to churches and praying to bring the aliens in. All of the people here are choosing mind energy instead of heart energy. That's one way to look at it. It may not be what you wanted me to tell you, but that's the way it is. The light cannot judge what you're doing, what you choose to do. That's you, Carrie.
Okay. But I guess if we do the judging about, you know, we want to have this clearing and we want this darkness taken out of us, in a sense the light ship is doing that, because when we have a clearing, it is helping us. And when you do the clone clearings with us, those are parts of us are being brought back.
Now, that is correct, because you're judging yourself needing some assistance.
Right.
The light ship will come to you because you're doing the clearing. Yes. Uh-huh. Other than that,
yeah,
you can't go to the light ship. You have to have a way to go there.
Right. Right.
The way it works. So that's why we have clearings up.
So, ooh, Brian is asking where the list of movies are. There, I think it's on the, if you go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and hit the little Wikipedia connection. It's in there somewhere, I believe, right, Ron? I know there have been some put up. I don't remember where they are, but
yeah, I would say so.
Yeah. Okay. I'm trying to see if there are any other questions. I'm not. It's refreshing. Okay. Stephanie is asking, are the animals paying, as in suffering, I guess, because people are praying?
Yeah, they're bringing in aliens here. Yes, I would say that would be correct. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because everything here is going to be affected. Once you bring in the aliens, they're going to see life forms here. And yes, so I would say that would be correct. Fortunate, but that's what I would say. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. I am not seeing any other questions right now, so maybe we can do a little recap of what is coming up, Ron. You've got two more Sunday intensives coming up, and maybe you can talk about a little bit about those, just because it sounds like Brian is new to this alien critter aspect of what's going on, so Brian might be interested in knowing what the Sunday calls are about.
The Sunday calls get rid of these alien critters. You can also do it if you like, but it wouldn't be as extensive. But you could do it if you're dedicated to stay on the web page for a long time. But, you can go onto the Alien Attack page and look for alien parasitic life forms. Basically, what it is they get these things off of us, and you feel better. That's what the eight-hour calls are. This is what we do, is get rid of alien critters that are attached to you. Fortunately, everybody has them. And you don't know. In fact, I'll do another one here. Maybe you can see if somebody has an issue that they'd like to bring forth on the fast chat and allow us to release this here, okay?
Okay.
We need somebody to type in something, a problem, body location or something. And I'll do another alien critter release. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So David is asking if you can talk about the concept of commanding your spirit. So we can do that and come back to the other thing if you want. And then Ed is asking where's the sensory clearing? That's not on the website, right, Ron? That's still something we need to do with you over the phone.
I may get it up here. We'll see. So I'll see.
Yeah.
But
right now, not.
Right now, it's not.
Okay. Well,
here we go. So, buddy, anything up here?
Tina is saying pain in the atlas axis area.
Okay, here we go. Let's see if this tends to help you. Oh, back of the net, I guess, the atlas area. So, one. Boy, here we go. Two. Ooh, three. Four, getting rid of these critters. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. They're going away. Oh boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow. Heavy clearing. Hey, so just see it here. Got rid of some critters that were attached to your neck here. Okay, we'll do one for right legs here. We'll get rid of some more alien critters. Okay? So right leg, left leg. Guess we have one of each, right?
Hope so.
I hope so. Okay, so one, two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Add one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see how everybody's doing with this one. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you.
I'm still yawning. Ugh. Boy.
Yeah. Ugh, that made me yawn.
Yeah.
Okay, so before I forget, David was asking if you would talk about commanding your spirit. So maybe you could tell us a little about how we do that and why.
Yeah, all you do is command your spirit to help you out. But that's definitely needed, as you don't normally talk to your spirit. So I would like to know that you're communicating with it, and you want to do that when you do the mind to heart drop. Well, very, very important. You have to command your spirit in order to do the mind-to-heart drop. Well, if you don't command it, then you're just using darkness energy because you're working out of your head, and you don't want to work inside of your head. To work with you know, the source energy, which is you. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and I know you said we should do it out loud.
It's out loud. Otherwise, you're in your head. Got to communicate, to, you know, the energies of your body, and that's out loud. Your body's here physically.
Okay, and can you give us some examples of what we can command it to do? What kinds of things can it do for us?
Well, what you can do is request a healing from your spirit, if it can do that. May or may not be able to have enough horsepower, but, you know, typically you can do that. You need to do the mind-to-heart drop. So there are a lot of things that you can request, you know, of your spirit, but you got to make sure that, you know, you're connected to your spirit directly. So your spirit can help you, can give you maybe some type of guidance, possibly. But if it all depends, you know, where you are, because it doesn't judge you either. But if you're going to do something that's really bad or awful, it can probably help you out with that. But, you know, asking you, well, should I play the lottery tonight? You know, it's not going to tell you anything. You know, or what number should I pick in the lottery? It's not going to tell you that either. So you have to remember that, you know, spirit is just strictly, you know, there to assist you in creativity also. But you do need it to be, you know, fully conscious. And being fully conscious means that you need to connect to it. So back to you.
Okay. So we do have some other parts of the body. I don't know if you want to do any more alien critters tonight, Ron. We've got some other parts of the body people are requesting, and then we have a couple of other questions. So you tell me what you'd like to do, and I'll read accordingly.
Now, why don't you read what you have there?
Okay. So Larry's asking to do an alien release excuse me, from his heart. Janice has something in her throat, and Tara has something in her head.
Oh, okay, here we go. So, heart. Any ready critters here? Oh, boy. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that one feels good. Okay, what do we got next here?
Throat and the beat.
Okay, throat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, what's the next one?
Where did it go? Head.
Okay, head. Here we go. Oh, boy. Yeah. 1. This could be the little, maggots on top of your head, possibly. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go with that.
Okay, and Ron, I think we had a beep when you were doing one of those. Is somebody on the line?
Yes. Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Do you have a question for Ron?
I have a couple. Well, one's about a friend, and I don't know how you ask something like that. How you find alternative things if a person ends up having to have something drastic like a hysterectomy, how does a person find alternatives? And I talked about the light ship all the time, but of course she goes to church and all that good stuff. But so I'm just trying to figure out how to help her.
Well, I never recommend or don't recommend either way. You know,
right.
Getting involved with medical practices. Okay, so
right.
So you know. Well, I don't even go there. But he has their free choice. And I can't even guarantee that if he had an illness that the light ship could help you.
Right.
So, it goes according to your faith. And your faith
Right. Talks
of your ancestors. So
mm-hmm.
Some people can have an instantaneous clearing instantly, and other people wonder why they have a little problem and it hasn't been taken care of yet.
Right.
I can't really answer that.
Right.
The densities that people have are what the densities are. So
mm-hmm.
It's to be a little confusing sometimes, because sometimes you think, oh, that shouldn't be hard to work on. And this is why I have people do the emotional clearing first off. But some people, if you come to me, Marcy, let's just say this here, and you say, Ron, I got this hurt finger. And I go, okay, I'll look at your finger. Well, and all of a sudden I find out that, to me it'd be a no big deal, right? Well, then I find out that, you've had it reoccurring, 100 times during your life, and your father has a hurt finger, and your grandfather had a hurt finger, and as long as you know about it, there's problems there. Oh, your situation with the hurt finger is very, very complicated, even though somebody else, you could probably just click your fingers and be fixed, where you might be a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the way it works. It's very unfortunate that the aliens have given us our DNA, which has the record of our ancestors in it. That's
mm-hmm.
what you have to work through. And that's what they're doing to us. That's giving us all this judgment. That's the problem that people have, is that start recycling this judgment lifetime after lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem that we have. They've, if I'm not mistaken, had an email, I think, Eddie, who was a co-host on my show, one of my shows that I had, had a broken foot or something, I think, and she said that it's fixed. That happened maybe a week ago or so. I can't give any names out here, but I did get an email. I have to contact her to see. That's what she mentioned to me, that it got fixed. I think she mentioned that it was a birth defect or something. How or why things happen easy for some people and are difficult for others, I just can't even probably go there, because there's so much of a problem that people have here. All alien agenda stuff, and that's the problem that we have. what to tell them to do, you know, have to be able to understand and go to their spirit to have it, the spirit validate what we're doing here. That's the main thing. If they have never done that before, then they won't know what this and they'll be on down the road with the problem and may not live, you know, for a long time because of it or have something awful. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you a story. A good one. This is a true story. This couple came to me, and I did their emotional clearings. I also did one on their cat, and that the cat that used to be afraid of anybody, and the clearing instantly came into the living room and lay down in front of all the people. But I'll go back to her story. So this gentleman came to me and says, my wife has cancer. She had it somewhere maybe, female organs, okay? Let's put it that way. I don't know exactly what it was. This is going back probably, maybe over 10 years here. So she did the emotional clearing. I probably saw her maybe doing a couple of quick sessions, an hour total. And then she went into the hospital. And because she was a nurse, she decided to have a hysterectomy. So that's actually the most favorable thing that women have, I think, because they're told that when you get older, you don't need to have all those extra parts, you know, because you're not going to be given birth. So that's what she believed. So she goes in for surgery, and I get a phone call from her husband. Says, you know, and plus they had two doctors. When I saw her, the tumor was so large that they had to get actually an extra doctor ready because it was such a mess. Okay, so he calls me up and he says, Ron, you're never going to believe this. He says, my wife went into surgery and there's no tumor. They're like mystified. They couldn't figure out what it was. But she says that she signed the form that they could do a hysterectomy on her. Remember the dollar signs probably, right? And she had everything done. And I told her, I said, why don't you have another test before you go in for surgery? She didn't do that. And naturally, she couldn't say anything when she's knocked out, you know, in the hospital. And naturally, the doctors aren't going to lose that chance of having a paycheck. Maybe the insurance money or whatever. But anyway, that's what happened to her. Her actual tumor of cancer was completely gone. That took me probably, like I said, an emotional healing we did on him. And what I can recall, maybe an hour of a healing session. That happened for you. I can't guarantee that whatsoever. But it happened for her. Looks like our time is coming to a close here. Oh, we got to go, everybody. So I'll say blessings. See you later. Thank you, Marcy, for calling and the other callers. Have a good night. And we have the Q&A coming up here. You want to bring that up, Carrie?
Yeah, if somebody could type in the number 559-546-1301, and the PIN is, 50-63-99 and the pound sign, and shoot your questions over to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So thank you all for your questions and calls, and those of you on the Q&A, we'll see you in a few minutes, and everybody else, we'll see you Station 2 on Friday on bbsradio.com. Good night.
Hi, everyone.